Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance, and today is Monday, the 2nd of September 2019. It is the 245th day of the year, 120 days remaining until the end of the year, 21 days until autumn begins, 183 days until primaries, and 428 days until presidential elections. But who's counting? The sun rises at 6:41 this morning. The sun sets at 7:36 this afternoon. We have 12 hours, 55 minutes of daylight to play in. Solar transit at 1:08. First high tide was at 2:06. Next high tide at 2:47 this afternoon. First low tide at 8:03 this morning. And the final low tide at 8:41 tonight at the Golden Gate. The moon is currently 13.7% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a full moon on Friday, the 13th of September. Today is Bison Ten Yell Day. Has to do with buffalo. Yes, it is a pun. Calendar Adjustment Day, Labor Day, Mouth Guard Day, National Blueberry Popsicle Day, Pierce Your Ears Day, Spalding Baseball Day, Victory Over Japan Day, World Coconut Day. It's also Democracy Day in Tibet, Independence Day in Transnistria and Artsakh, both unrecognized, National Day celebrating independence of Vietnam from Japan and France in 1945. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Donald Watson, born on this day in 1910. He is the English activist and founder of the Vegan Society. It's also the birthday of Horace Silver, Billy Preston, Christa McAuliffe, John Zorn, Keanu Reeves, and Salma Hayek. On this day in history, in 1752, Great Britain, along with its overseas possessions, adopts the Gregorian calendar. On this day in 1939, it is the second day after Germany invaded Poland, beginning World War II, and in 1945, on this day, the instrument of surrender between Japan and the United States is signed, ending World War II. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42 and BBC Newsroom today at 5 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of Northern California news stories, mostly found on the AP Wire. A fire in northeastern California in progress. The bad news is that it's burned 5 square miles in Lassen County. The good news from Cal Fire is that it is contained. Firefighters are protecting an area where an endangered bird species lives, the sage grouse. This fire started by lightning. Another fire in central California in Tulare County has burned a square mile and is currently 30% contained. Scientists are finding microplastics for the first time around Lake Tahoe. These are tiny pieces of plastic that come from water bottles and other synthetic refuse. We've been hearing about microplastics being found in waters all over the world recently, and Lake Tahoe is no exception. The Desert Research Institute is digging deeper into the issue to learn more about the potential health and environmental ramifications further west. They're scheduled to present their findings to the American Geophysical Union in December. We don't know why, we don't know who, but a person driving a pickup truck being pursued by sheriff's deputies smashed through a gate at the Oakland airport yesterday and may have jumped into the cold waters of the bay. The chase began around 12 o'clock yesterday in the afternoon when the driver was observed running a red light. It is feared that the person may have caught hypothermia. No flights at the airport were disrupted. Another bizarre story, a San Jose hotel had to be evacuated Saturday morning because of a rotting egg smell. As it turned out, a woman apparently committed suicide in a hotel room with chemicals. 9 other people were sickened by the odor with headaches and feeling faint as of this morning. Next of kin have not been reached and the dead woman has not been identified. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition for KLW News. I'm Kevin Vance. Support for NPR in this final hour of Morning Edition comes to you from the support of the Walton Family Foundation, where opportunity takes root. More information is available at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. Sunny and warm today. Pretty sunrise this morning. Highs in the 60s, mid-70s here in the city, upper 70s to mid-80s around the bay, 90s inland, with west winds up to 20 miles per hour by afternoon.